Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Dr. Shailene McNeil, talking consumer information and consumers. Back with Shailene in just a moment.
Lunch, madam.
Why, Charles, a chicken spinach Waldorf salad. My compliments to the chef.
It's from Brahms, madam.
Brahms?
Indeed. Brahms' new chicken spinach Waldorf salad. Delicious, actually. Seasoned grilled chicken, spinach and spring mix, cheddar cheese, strawberries, apples, raisins, roasted pecans, served with a sweet vinaigrette dressing.
Oh, how lovely, Charles. My compliments to Brahms and my condolences to the chef.
The new chicken spinach Waldorf salad, only at Brahms.
Oklahoma Wind Power has poured $20 billion into the state to make us number two in the nation in wind energy, while serving as the number one taxpayer in many counties. Wind Power directly supports school districts with much-needed funding, taking many off the state aid list, grows jobs that are here to stay, and gives money back to ranchers to benefit our land. Oklahoma is finally a leader. Please call your legislator today and ask them to keep wind working for Oklahoma. Visit okwindpower.com.
She's the dietary lead for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, and Dr. Shailene McNeil says it's an exciting time to be talking to consumers about the great nutritional story of beef, because she says it resonates so well with them.
Very interesting time we find ourselves in right now. We've had some real exciting things going on with the digital platform and the campaign that we've been able to connect with consumers on. And I know a very important part of that is that nutrition story that you've been able to tell consumers about. In effect, it's okay to enjoy, to have beef in your diet, and then it's good for you to boot.
Yes, I agree. And I think we're at a breakthrough time on nutrition, too, because we're starting to see people rethink the role of beef in health. There's been a lot of criticism that saturated fat may not be as bad as we once thought it was. We're seeing leaner beef, too. There's more research out on showing that beef benefits heart health. And then, of course, this interest around higher protein diets. All those things are coming together really nicely to give us a great opportunity to highlight the wonderful nutritional package that beef is.
How do you, or what's your strategy on how you keep up with what consumers are thinking about and maybe the trends that they're chasing?
One of the things that we do is we really monitor what's starting in the scientific community, because when research studies are published, we look to see where are the trends going in nutrition science and what are the topics that are of interest. And then we look and see what are physicians talking about, what are dietitians talking about, how is that science trickling down into health professional recommendations. And then we look to see what's going on in trade magazines or even consumer magazines. What are people reading in their Shape magazine, and what hot trends are they looking at? We put all that together to see what is the part of that that beef fits into, so we can talk to them on the topics that they're interested in with health.
What are some the topics of the day?
We think that there's a hot trend around strength. People are beginning to notice how important it is to maintain your strength as you age, maintain your muscle. We're seeing more and more conversation of that because of science that the Chekhov helped contribute to 10 years ago to show that protein can lead to better muscle health, and then that can lead to stronger bodies as we age. So now we're starting to see mainstream interest in, you know what, I want to maintain a healthy weight, but it's not just about the number on the scale. It's also about, do I have strong muscles that can carry me through the day? And so one of the things that we're working on is a consumer campaign to talk about beef being a food for strength directly to the consumer, even in some of our digital advertising that we're going to be doing. So we're really excited about that.
When we, you start thinking about the consumer, one of the things that always pops up is what's the latest diet? And you were telling me that one of those things that has caught a lot of people's attention, again, it's kind of cycled back around, is the so-called Mediterranean diet.
Well, just this year, we see the Mediterranean diet getting ranked number one by U.S. Consumer News as the number one diet. And a lot of times, the Mediterranean diet is translated as being low in red meat. But we have research coming out of Purdue University that'll show that eating beef every day as part of a Mediterranean diet actually lowers your cholesterol and improves your heart health. So you can eat beef in a heart-healthy diet. You can eat beef in a Mediterranean diet. Then there's trends like paleo that have really, highlighted some of the benefits of beef. So I think there's a lot of dietary trends now that have plenty of room for beef in them.
Shailene McNeil, who says she's always excited to show consumers how the great nutritional message of beef resonates with some of those hot topics that they're most interested in. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Express Ranches has got their 2018 Spring Bull Sale coming Friday, March 2nd, 10 a.m. at the ranch in Yukon, Oklahoma. They'll be offering 500 Angus and 40 Hereford bulls for sale. They'll be featuring the Express Ranch's 2018 Angus National Western Stock Show Grand Champion Carload and Grand Champion Pin Bulls. For details, go to expressranches.com or call them 800-664-3977. Express Ranch's Spring Bull Sale, Friday, March 2nd, Yukon, Oklahoma. And that's your Beef Buzz. Have a great day, everybody. I'm Farm Director Ron Hayes reporting.